Ah, yes, look, it's a huge boost for Strand Hill. As we know, it's a seaside village, but unless you have a surfboard, the reality is you can't get into the sea there. We're talking about extremely strong currents, challenging sea conditions, which have long been a concern for locals and visitors. So I've been actively promoting and progressing this idea for a tidal pool in Strand Hill for some time, and it's just fantastic that this funding has been allocated. And what this funding is going to do is it's going to support a detailed assessment of whether the tidal pool can provide these safer swimming options in Strand Hill. And so it's going to do stuff like examine site suitability, the coastal engineering requirements, environmental impact, safety concerns, and the projected costs of the actual build. It will consider how the pool will be used by local residents, families, older swimmers, and year-round sea swimmers as well. Oh, yeah. It's absolutely massive. It's, we're talking about a pool that can be used by everybody, year-round swimmers. And so it's got the natural boost for an unbelievable facility right there in the village for tourists that come and stay. But this can be used all year round by swimmers, and it allows people safe access to seawater. So also it solves the big problem of the safety concerns, because every year there's people been pulled out of the sea. They're pulled out of the sea by the surfers. There's locals that are constantly trying to tell tourists about the dangers of the accessing the open water there. And this is a way to give people access to water, but without endangering themselves and others as well. So I just really welcome the idea. I think it's a sensible and responsible step. And I think by doing a feasibility study, it also ensures that future decisions are based on expert analysis and proper planning. We'll see if the project is viable, and if so, I really do believe it can deliver real benefits in terms of health and well-being, as well as safer access to the sea.